Once Upon a Place, written by Owen Colfer and read by Jerry O'Brien and Laura Wood.
Dear reader, it is quite possible that you read the title of this anthology and are now thinking to yourself, Once Upon a Place? Surely that's wrong. Surely that's supposed to be Once Upon a Time. Everyone knows that. What kind of idiot would get the title of his own anthology project wrong? And this fellow is the children's laureate. This moron is representing Irish children's books. Yes, I admit it. Not the moron part, which has never been conclusively proven, as Facebook comments do not constitute proof. What I am admitting to is that the line usually is once upon a time, and not once upon a place. But place is important too, isn't it? Stories have to be set somewhere. Treasure Island wouldn't be much of a story without an island that had treasure on it. Gulliver's Travels would have been pretty boring without Lilliput to land on. And the Chronicles of Narnia would have been a fairly brief series if there had been nothing at the back of Diggory Kirk's wardrobe but fur coats. So, in my opinion, where a story is set is just as important as when it is set, especially in Ireland. People often ask me on my travels, why do so many writers come from Ireland? And I tell them that the clue is in the question. It is because we are from Ireland, and this is a magical place. Now, I know that the phrase magical place is slightly overused and often undeserved. Generally, people look back on their younger days and say stuff in pubs like, Janie, do you remember that beach we went to where there was that chip van? That place was magic. Often this kind of place is not really magical. Semi-magical, at the most. Because we adults tend to get all sentimental about our youths. Rose-coloured spectacles and so forth. If you were to look at an old photograph of that beach, it would probably be a windswept stretch of pebbles with a dirty old unlicensed fast-food caravan over by the wall. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying a manky old excuse for a beach can't be magical if you got your first kiss there, or better still, your first chalk ice, because magic is very good at disguising itself. But when kids are in a place, and right then, at that moment, while they are actually there, they often stop whatever shenanigans they are perpetrating and just look around them and think, this place is not so bad, really. Then that place probably is magic. And there are places like that all over Ireland. I'm sure if you think about it, you could come up with a dozen or so magical spots yourself. Maybe your best friend's garden, or the school handball alley, or the cluster of sockets in the corner of the sitting room where you can play PlayStation and charge your phone at the same time. We all have our personal spots, and in this collection, some of Ireland's favourite writers are going to tell stories of their magical places. And remember, magic doesn't always have to be all skeleton detectives and fairy police forces and expecto patronum. Sometimes it can be finding a euro, or meeting a lad who's double-jointed, or discovering a quiet spot to read your favourite book in. Personally, I do like skeletons and explosions, but that's just me. So, if my witty introduction hasn't already persuaded you to read this book, let me further charm you with a taste of the wonders held within. You will read stories of magical pumping stations, adolescent detectives, and transforming bears, to name but a few. You will be absorbed by wonderful poems which conjure pictures of school holidays, bloodthirsty donkeys, and travelling snails. And with every word you read, you will be transported to various places around Ireland, where magic is as warm and golden as the summer sun. And by the time you close this book, it will probably be very late, and you will pull the duvet up around your ears, close your eyes, and dream a dream which begins with a deep and wise voice saying the words, Once upon a place.